From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Attorney General Eric Holder says whoever parked a car bomb in New York City over the weekend intended to terrorize people. Speaking to reporters today, Holder said it's too early to tell whether the would-be bomber was a domestic or foreign attacker. The Taliban in Pakistan has claimed responsibility for leaving the SUV crammed with explosive material in Times Square. But New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says there's no evidence to support that claim. Workers from energy company BP are trying to shut off an oil gusher nearly a mile deep in the Gulf of Mexico. Workers in coastal states are trying to stop the leaked oil from fouling beaches. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports they're battling rough weather.
Alabama Governor Bob Riley says waves and wind displaced nearly 80% of the containment boom that had been placed around fragile coastline. Now the state will double its efforts.
A lot of you have seen the boom laid and then broken apart. We should have enough time to not only put it all back, but get the additional boom out there that we've been talking about for the last couple of days.
The state is trying something new, a synthetic wall-like device the military used in Iraq as an explosive barrier. It will be placed around oyster beds and other sensitive areas as a secondary shield to hold the oil back. Volunteers are out on the beaches of Alabama and the Florida Panhandle today, picking up trash that could hamper oil cleanup. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Authorities in Tennessee say they're worried about more deaths as the Cumberland River crests later today. So far, storms and flooding have killed at least 17 people in Mississippi, Kentucky, and Tennessee. From member station WPLN, Blake Farmer has more.
Nearly 14 inches of rain turned creeks into rivers and led to at least 12 deaths over the weekend. Now those tributaries are filling up lakes and rivers and causing widespread evacuations. Steve Halford is Nashville's acting director of emergency management and says there's a domino effect at work.
The Army Corps of Engineers will have to release some water upstream to make sure their dams are safe and their equipment is safe.
The Corps of Engineers is releasing more water than it ever has from Old Hickory Lake upstream on the Cumberland River from downtown Nashville. The river is now expected to crest this afternoon at nearly 12 feet above flood stage. Downtown businesses near the riverfront have been evacuated, as well as a business park north of downtown where a levee has sprung a leak. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Actress Lynn Redgrave has died. Her publicist says she died at home last night in New York. She was 67. Lynn Redgrave was the younger sister of actress Vanessa Redgrave and actor Corin Redgrave, who died just a month ago. She had received Oscar and Tony nominations for several stage and film performances. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 86 points at 11,095. This is NPR. Greek union members are moving up this week's planned strikes to tomorrow. They're protesting huge cuts in government spending. These are coming so Greece can try to avoid bankruptcy. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Athens.
The main public sector union has doubled to 48 hours a planned nationwide walkout in response to new austerity measures. We will continue and intensify our struggle, a union statement said. Prime Minister George Papandreou announced severe wage and pension cuts primarily in the bloated public sector. The cutbacks are a condition set by the IMF and European Union in exchange for a $145 billion bailout over 3 years. The success of the cutbacks depends on public acceptance. Despite protest marches last Saturday, most Greeks seem resigned to the belt-tightening regime. But Greek Chief of State Karolos Papoulias warned the public could turn against the government unless it sees its sacrifices are coupled with a successful crackdown against corruption and rampant tax evasion. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke clearly to Iranian leaders today at the start of a UN conference on limiting nuclear weapons. Ban says Iran has the burden to explain itself and its decisions around its secretive nuclear program. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is attending the New York conference and was present as Ban spoke. Before he left home, the Iranian leader said he would denounce efforts to impose new sanctions on his country for its nuclear program. Thailand's prime minister says he'll set national elections in mid-November, but warns this can only happen if anti-government protesters accept a plan of national reconciliation and peace returns to Thailand. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.